This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Wow. I'm going to call you every day. I like the idea that I'm I am an important person. That's a tongue twister.
Cousin Freddie, he was on the program a while back after Hurricane Sandy on Long Island. Talked about his basement flooding and the gas dryers flooding and pulling away from the gas lines. California, we have laws to strap the water heaters. So I guess they changed the laws back east to strap your gas dryer. I always carry a pen. I don't want to start the program off on a negative note, but I wore shorts yesterday. The pen is missing from my right pocket. I was transferring my pockets this morning. I didn't notice it. So there's five pens on the dashboard here, and I pick one up, and it says, Adam McCaig, Realtor, Santa Barbara. What's it doing in the studio? Another real estate agent in my studio. Why is it here? Why is it here? Was he on the air? Did you meet him? Do you know? Are you buying a house through him?
No.
I want to know why it's here. Les? We have a welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Adam McCaig celebrated my birthday many years ago at Joe's Cafe. Great guy. He was really sorry he did that because it didn't turn out too well for him. Great guest today, Dave Bremer from the Pacific Legal Foundation. It was just before the Supreme Court, and he won. Knick versus Township of Scott. Nothing to do with the New York Knicks. He'll be joining me in the second segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, strongly, but every week. And first segment, we'll do year-to-date plus Montecito. Montecito. We really haven't done architectural word of the week. We should just change it to architectural word of the year. That's probably the last time I did that. And there's a couple of things with the U.S. Supreme Court today in history. So it's kind of ironic we're having someone who has just pleaded before the Supreme Court. I wonder if they say that, pleading. I know pleading is a legal term. Mm-hmm. And a little motoring with Mark. So let's take a look at year-to-date first. 26th week of the year. Here we are, halfway through the year. Time is flying for the week ending through June 28th, 2019. So it's not quite coincided with June 30th. And overall, $1,323,000 is the median sales price, single-family residence just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, South Coast from Carpinteria to Goleta. $1,323,000. We ended up 2018 at a median price of $1,255,000. And last year, year to date, it was $1,280,000. 2017 year to date, $1,280,000. 2016 year to date, $1,235,000. 2015 year to date, $1,190,000. So $1,280,000 last year, year to date, first half of the year, dropped down to $1,255,000, and we're still above $1,323,000. And 514 sales versus 499 sales last year. So we're up 3% in the number, up 3.4% in the median price, almost at 20 sales per week. 19.77 sales per week. Last year, 19.75 sales per week. Let's see if we can sustain that through what could be a little lower sales volume in the fourth quarter. 514 sales, 499 last year. Year before that, 550. Year before that, 526. Year before that, 555. Okay, that's the first half of the year. South Coast, Carp to Goleta. Now just take a look at Montecito. 78 sales in Montecito for the first 26 weeks of the year. That's a 44% increase over 2018's first 26 weeks of the year. 78 sales versus 54. Comparison, 2017 had 81 sales in the first 26 weeks. So clearly a huge rebound from last year and the tragedy in January of the debris flow in Montecito. Median price, $2.8 million. Last year was $2,550,000. So median price up almost 10%. Median price 2017 was $2,950,000. So slightly higher than this year. So we'll continue going on that. As a matter of fact, if I can find it quickly enough in my pile, I think one of the Motoring with Mark segments. Here it is. Here it is. Oh, maybe that's calling. That's them calling now. Montecito's calling. Construction. This is Gary. Had a client at Caltrans. I called him. We were in escrow. I was calling him multiple times a day. And that's the way he answered the phone. Construction. This is Gary. Motoring with Mark in Montecito. I was out at Middle Road. And I got to tell you, this was just not Middle Road. There is a dogleg private driveway, goes down just several homes, gated. And this was almost the last house. There was one last house. This was to the right. And it was a half acre, just about. And the house, it was on the market for 2 days. I remember standing outside talking to an agent. And house was built in 1927, 814 square feet. They're asking almost $2.4 million, $2,395,000. And we looked at it, and it looked, they're calling it a developer's dream. What's the opposite of developer's dream? And somebody's nightmare? And, it was a great spot. First of all, overall location, you're down near Coast Village Road. Views, flat. The existing house was right at the front, gated street. So we're thinking, I wonder, it's like land value, really. So we're thinking maybe they're asking $2,395,000, maybe they'll get $2,200,000, $2,300,000. It's tough to tell. They got over asking $2,482,000 for a half acre of basically land value. There was a house there. It makes it easier to maybe knock it down, leave one wall, but that's pretty impressive. Montecito sale. When did this actually close? June 6, 2019. Congratulations, Daniela and Maureen. Okay. Dave has jumped the gun. He's already on the phone. Well, better early than late. Better late than never. Okay. I guess you got a lot going on with that. Today in history, architectural word of the week. All right, let's slide that in. I'm supposed to do this every week. I wish I had put a date. Last time I did this probably a year ago. So we're just doing it in alphabetical order, some little pamphlet I found. And we're up to G. There's two G's. The first G is gable. You know what a gable is? Well, that's part of it. The part of the wall immediately under the end of a pitched roof. So you got the pitched roof. It's basically a triangular shape by the sloping sides of the roof. Clark Gable actually grew up in a house in Iowa, and it had a very distinct, pronounced gable roof. And his father, so when he got older, that he picked that name, Clark Gable. That's not true, but it could have been true because, Gable, Clark Gable. Okay, I will put a check mark onto that, and the next time we do this, it'll be a gambrel roof, G-A-M-B-R-E-L. I've never heard of that. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Dave Bremer, who argued before the Supreme Court, and he won. I fought the law, and the law won? No. Dave won. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.